This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Nation Pop Experience. Welcome back to another episode of Pop Goes to the Couch, Mighty Ducks Game Changers. I'm James Gruenberg alongside Greg Diener and John Arsenio D'Amato. Guys, how are you doing tonight?
Great, man. It's beginning of May, and we only got a few more of these, buddy. By the time June rolls around, we'll be done with this. So you're going to have to find a sexier date for your Saturday night stay, Grooney. Can you handle that?
Yeah, I'm keeping my Saturdays open. You know, I started my kickball league up again. So,
yeah, that's good.
You're doing some baseball stuff on my end, so I know how that feels.
Yeah. Well, before we get into tonight's episode, we have to congratulate John, who secured the final spot in the Place to Be Pop Trivia Tournament. John, congratulations.
Yes, it was right up my alley. You know, old fuck movies that, you know, nobody knows too much, you know, against some age-challenged contestants. I had to fill in for our boy Calvin Crowell, who got some health issues. So I played for him, and I won it in his honor. And hopefully next month when the tournament, hopefully he could take his position and play, because I don't really stand a chance. But if he's not able to, I'll give it my best shot.
I think you're in the same bracket as me.
Yeah, I'll give it my best shot. I think we're doing a potpourri, so you know, that's luck of the draw, man.
Yeah, it depends on what match.
Yeah, I thought I would do well with the last one. It was like 80s movies. But, you know, if you're going to ask me, like, you know, what was the name of Roseanne Barr's character, I'm not going to do well on that. I'm not a, you know, it's not.
Or the only male character on Strawberry Shortcake.
Yeah. That's not quite my wheelhouse.
Yeah, I'm on the first semifinal round with Ryan Everett and Logan Crossland. I think there's one more person, and I kind of forget, but
Scott, the Podfather. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm going up with the guy who basically ran us all down on Body Press Your Luck. You know, what are the odds?
Yeah, it's luck of the draw. We'll see.
Yeah, he just had to win Seinfeld. You know. Yeah. But yeah, guys, so this is the episode that, you know, most of us Mighty Duck fans wanted.
Yeah, it was pretty great.
Oh, yeah. And it had a lot of funny lines and stuff, you know, just like a great nostalgic feel for this week's episode. And it flooded me with just memories of watching all the Mighty Duck movies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so let's dive right into it. This is episode 6, Spirit of the Ducks. We start off with Evan walking into Hendrick Stadium. He looks around the arena and Coach T, he says, "Evan Morrow, how are you doing?" And they end up having a conversation, you know, about Evan coming back to the team. And Coach T is basically baiting him, and, you know, Evan's just falling for it. Oh, well, you know, college is hard, you know, hard to get into, and, you know, it's a lot of money, and, you know, your mom is a single mother, and, you know, she's going to have trouble, you know, paying for college. But if you come back on the Ducks, you know, it's going to get different. I made a mistake on cutting you. I saw that game of yours, and I'm really impressed.
Oh, God, what a star. First of all, fucking Coach fucking T or Coach D, whatever, the old overlord. What a setup with the friggin', like he's looming over the ice in his office, he's perched like, over the ice, watching Evan, twisting, folding his hands, like what evil, like the evil, the Disney makes him just so over the top evil.
Yeah, he's like Blofeld or something.
Yeah, what kind of setup is that? And then second of all, come on, he's talking about college. What is Evan, like fucking 11 years old? And, he's throwing the scholarship on him. Come on, it's a little bit much, but they're really laying out thick. And Coach T with the friggin' teapot, serving. Oh, you want a smoothie or you want some tea? Coach T bag. Just horrendous, man. What a douche, man.
They
make them worse.
I just think that Coach T is more of like the. He is more of like a broadcaster's face than he does a coach face. He really is no Coach Riley when it comes to coaching.
Oh yeah, nah. Give me Coach Riley any day. I mean,
yeah. Greg, what do you think of Coach T? Now we're getting the evil I have you where I want you.
He's more like Ben Stiller's character in Dodgeball at this point.
yeah, cool. A fucking cartoonish, definitely.
Yep. So he says, come on, Evan, think about it. So Evan's going to, take some time to think about coming back to the Ducks. I mean, even though his mom set him up his mom set him up a team and, Evan just wants to have fun, but something's just drawing him back to the Ducks, and we'll find out what that is, really. So then the next morning, Gordon is on his way to work. He's stuck in traffic because there is construction going on. And when something familiar really happens, something crashes into Gordon's window and he gets out and he's like, what happened? He goes, oh man, I guess I lost control and some concrete hit your window. And guess who it is? It is Fulton Reed.
Yes.
Wow, what are the odds that it would happen to him again with Fulton Reed?
Yeah, I mean, he found him breaking windows and found him in an alley, and same thing. Meets him again. Same scenario. Fulton breaks another one of Bombay's windows.
Terrific, man. Fulton looks good.
Yep. So Fulton goes into detail about this Ducks gala, and it's called the Spirit of the Ducks. And he's like, Coach Bombay, are you going to be there? And Gordon goes, oh, well, I didn't, I must have put my invitation somewhere in my office, So he's really saying, he's trying to hide the fact that, he doesn't know about it. And Fulton goes, well, me and some of the rest of the Ducks, we're going to go out for pizza. You got to come. And Gordon's hesitant at first, but he's like, all right, I'll come.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's definitely Gordon's definitely into seeing some of the old gang. The don't bother's got his juices flowing for hockey and him being a good mentor and stuff. So Gordon's definitely all in on meeting, getting back with the Ducks and with this reunion here.
Yeah. So then we arrive to the Ice Palace and. The Don't Bothers, they're really just rewatching their game from when they beat the Hawks.
Yeah, the Don't Bothers, man, they just want to friggin' party and revel in that victory and eating that pizza. They ain't about getting out there and practicing work hard for another one. They just want to just milk that one victory.
They want to eat all that pizza.
Yeah.
I don't blame them.
So Evan comes in and he's like, hey, why aren't we on the ice and why aren't we practicing? And they're like, oh man, we won. Come on, man. We should be celebrating. Like even Nick and Sam, like, yo, man, we should be celebrating. We got our first win. And Evan's like, but that's not the point. The point is that we need to get better if we're going to make playoffs. And they just laugh at him.
They got to win like that. Yeah, everyone's like, yeah, if we win our last nine games, we can make the States. And they're like, what? Win nine more.
More games? Yeah. What?
You're kidding me, right? Nine more games? You think we're going to win nine more games, man? Dude, don't. And it's almost like they're singing to their words, like, don't bother about the playoffs, man. Like, just have fun. And, you know, it gets to Evan that it's like, it's not just all about having fun. It's about winning at the same time. Also, just a side plot, even though it really isn't, two Czechoslovakian brothers joined the team. I don't even remember their names, and I was just like, what is this?
They didn't give them names. They just called them the Czech mates.
The Czech mates. Nick the Stick stealing it again. He's like, well, you know, they're mates and they're Czechoslovakian, so it's like in chess, checkmates.
I guess they're supposed to be like whatever the equivalent of the Spatsky brothers from back in the day on the Nordiques.
Yeah. So then Gordon and Alex, they're looking for their they're actually looking through for the invitation. You know, and Gordon knows that he doesn't get invited to these things, I think, you know, so he's just like,
yeah, because Gordon had like some mail from like 2000.
Oh, yeah. And stuff. Yeah, he does not keep his mail straight.
Yeah. He had zoning violations and unsafe records from 2012.
What a mess.
Yeah. So Alex goes, oh, I'll just have Stephanie, you know, tell me all the details and, you know, we can get you settled.
Yeah, that's going to be settled. Okay.
So then we get to
Stephanie's the head of the 25th anniversary planning committee. She does everything.
Yeah. So then we get to Alex the next day going into Stephanie's office saying, oh, can Gordon Bombay come? You know, like, where's Bombay's invitation? I mean, he's the creator of the Mighty Ducks. He should be there. And Stephanie just says, we don't want him there. Like, we don't invite him. And, you know, he's not what the Ducks are. He's not a good representative for the Ducks.
Yeah, that's BS, man. A former coach of a D5 championship. That's ridiculous. They really go over the top, making a coach Teabag and Stephanie as the Uber of villains of this.
Yeah, they're the total heels of this show.
Yes.
Yeah, and
so Stephanie, like, kind of like you know, Stephanie McMahon. It's probably where they got her from.
Although
she doesn't quite have the rack that
No.
I mean, yeah, Coach T is not Shane McMahon in my books. Coach T's not falling off of things.
No, at least Shane's cool.
Yeah. So then Evan, so then also actually Alex, Stephanie asked Alex, oh, hey, there was a cargo hold that got lost and it lost all of our duck sweatpants. Can you just knit all these, please? And, you know, I owe you a favor. Like, you owe me a favor. Can you just like knit all these like sweatpants and like, you know, sweatshirts for me? And she's like, I guess so. So Alex is still not saying no and not standing up for herself. She's still getting stepped on by Stephanie.
Yeah, and she kind of makes like a comment. Yeah, is this because I beat you in the old mom's challenge? And she's kind of alluding to that.
Yeah, so Stephanie knows that Alex won, but she still won't admit it. So then we see Evan at the Don't Bothers practice. And he seems to be, you know, doing well and showing his best moves for the Ducks and Coach T. But he still does not know if he wants to be on the team and leave the Don't Bothers.
Yeah, Coach T really, really drives it in. He's like, hey, welcome home. This is your home. Welcome away from those losers.
He's really trying to suck him up.
Yeah. Man, like, this guy tries too hard.
Hey, he says, I didn't cut you, Evan. I was challenging you to be better. I wasn't cutting you from the duck. So, yeah.
Sure.
Laying it on thick.
So then Alex gives Gordon the news that that Gordon's not invited and that he doesn't, like, they don't think that he's the representative for the Ducks. So Gordon, like, you know, hides in. He's like, oh, that's no problem, you know, like, it is what it is, you know, they got their coach, you know, and I'm just gonna, you know, lay back and you know, not be a part of the hockey organization.
Yeah, that's, I call a little BS on this. I mean, that Alex could have just brought him as a plus one or whatever. It wasn't like, you know, it wasn't like they were gonna ban Gordon from the gala. So they laid it on a little too thick. How Gordon wasn't invited. Their way is like Alex Edmund just could have brought him, they went over the top with it, you know.
Yeah, and then we're at Evan's, like, then we're at Evan's home, and Stephanie, you know, comes over with all this other stuff. She's like, oh, hey, you know, now that you're a Ducks mom, I need you to put all this stuff together for our gift bags. And Alex is like, what are you talking about? And she's like, oh, well, Evan was at the Ducks practice. You know, he might be a Duck again, and you're going to be a Duck mom. So you're now working the Duck Gala and the Spirit of the Duck party event. You're going to, like, hand out all these gifts. And Alex is like, okay.
But it's But it's like, she doesn't see this as a conflict of interest?
Like, she just doesn't know. Like, Alex is too new to, like, coaching and, like, you know, being, like, that sports parent to really know, like, what is going on, you know? She's just really going with the flow because she has no clue. What do you think, Jay?
Stephanie just becomes more horrible by the minute. Just bring a work to somebody's home. That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. No.
So we arrive to the pizza place, and this is the moment that I think all of the Mighty Duck fans have been waiting for.
Twin City Slice. That's a good name for a pizza joint / bar or whatever.
Yeah, it is.
Seems like a cool spot. Twin Cities,
yep. So we see we see Gordon go, is this where can I find District 5 hockey team? Yes. So we see the old Ducks. You know, minus Kenny Wu, but he came in at D2. But still, you know, if you play for the Ducks, you're a Duck. You know, no matter when you put on the jersey, you know, if you,
it's like NWO for life.
Yeah, you know, once a Duck, always a Duck. You know, and Ducks fly together. So we see, besides Fulton, we have Averman, Connie and Gee, Ken Wu, and Adam Banks.
Yes. And Fulton, yeah.
A good group, you know, for what the producers and directors scrounged up, you know, like a very good group, you know, and they're just chit-chatting back.
Banks looks pretty much like the same, except, you know, a little, scraggly hair and, some facial hair and He just looks like an older version of the Kid Banks. And
yeah.
Yep. So, you know, they...
And Averman is doing his usual routine, which was a blatant ripoff of the Rob Schneider, the copy machine guy from Saturday Night Live. Yeah.
Yeah, Averman's still doing, like, his cool gimmick, and Bombay goes...
He still
talks like that. Yeah. So then, they're just really, like, you know, they're looking at all their old pictures, you know, that are at the restaurant, and, you know, just a nostalgic feeling, you know, like you see the Ducks in their old jerseys, you know, Fulton was like, hey guys, remember like when I could just knuckle up, you know, and you see him like with the dark hair, like his old Bash Brother days.
Yeah. And who was, was he another player? Who was the other player that Connie was, her husband?
Oh, that's Guy. That's Guy Germain.
Yeah. Okay.
And Guy's like, oh man, you know, like remember when we were on like the District 5, you know, and like we were just starting to like go out and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And like a sidebar, they like for all the fans, you know, listening, they were a couple in real life going to their auditions.
Yes.
For the Mighty Ducks.
I knew that wasn't acting.
I know. Yeah. So then we go back to.
And they had kids too. So Guy slipped one by the goalie.
Oh, yeah, he did. And so everyone tells Gordon what they're up to. You know, he says Adam became a lawyer, as Gordon says, but then Adam Banks goes, yeah, I'm just a public defender, you know,
yeah.
No big deal. And then Connie is a state senator now for Minnesota.
Wow.
Fulton's in construction. Averman, I think, had the line of the night where he's like, yeah, you know, I ride in a limo every day to work. I mean, I don't want to brag, but and I just thought that was really... I thought that was funny, and we'll see how that plays out as well.
Yeah, that's terrific.
So it's just really getting the old gang back together and just a really good nostalgic feeling. What did you think, Greg, when you saw the old Duck group here?
Oh, yeah, I was very happy to see some of the old gang back together, and it was really good to see them, you know, back a little older, a little wiser, and back with Gordon again. It was pretty nice.
Yeah, like Jay said, you know, Adam hasn't changed a bit. I think his real name, although like the actor's name, is Vincent LaRusso.
Yeah,
and he still just looks like, you know, Adam.
Oh, he looks completely the same except older.
So then we go back to Stephanie. We go back to Alex and Evan's house. Evan comes home, and Alex is like, "Oh, hey, can you tell me why I have all this stuff for the Ducks Gala?" And Evan goes, "Oh, I don't know, because you know you're giving back and giving back to the community." And goes, "No, I heard that you went to the Ducks practice." So Evan goes, "All right, look, I went on because, you know, I just wanted to see what they had to offer. I didn't make a decision." And he goes to his mom. Oh, he goes to Alex and he says, "Can you help me?" And Alex goes, "No, you need to make this decision on your own, you know." And this is where Alex is basically telling Evan, "You need to grow, like, this is your grow up period, you know, like when you need to grow up. And I'll support whatever decision that you make, but this is one that you have to make on your own."
Yeah, they really do a good job of laying out Evan's conflict within himself here, because he's really a good kid, but he explains himself well. He says he loves hockey, and you know, obviously he wants to win, and even though it's a little far off with the scholarship, but he's obsessed with the, you know, making the states. And if you love the game, you want to be on the better team to win. So it's not really a, you know, an obvious choice where they make it like, oh, Evan's abandoning the don't bothers.
It's a very hard decision.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then back at the pizza joint, you know, the Ducks are asking Gordon, are you going to come to the Ducks Gala? You know, the 25th anniversary, you know, and they're like, yeah, you should come and speak. And Gordon's playing it off like, no, you know, that was a long time ago. You know, I think, you know, we've moved on and you guys should move on from me and I'm going to move on to you. And Fulton says, no wonder why Charlie didn't want to come to this, because, you know, he's been saying to everyone that Bombay's forgotten about us, so why should we care about him? Frankly, I think, you know, Joshua Jackson had a Dawson's Creek reunion and couldn't fulfill his role as Charlie. He chose to go to the Dawson Creek reunion.
I don't know. I think they may be saving something for episode 9 and 10. But also, yeah, it was tough that Gordon was, you know, too ashamed to tell him that he wasn't invited. And but I think he made a worse choice by saying, you know, I got something to do, or just make excuses. And you know, he made the OG Ducks feel bad that he didn't want to go.
Yeah, Greg, what do you think of Gordon's behavior here?
It's just Gordon's probably like, you know, it's just like he just wants to forget his past, and just like, it's probably all too painful for him, because we've seen it all throughout the first couple of episodes of the show, like how he got to the situation now that he's running the Ice Palace after he got fired from his college job. And yeah.
Mm-hmm. So then it's after school. And by the way, the middle school is actually called District 5 Middle School. So
yes,
portraying to the still that they're in the district, the 5th district, you know, of Minnesota.
I don't understand how this whole district thing is sorted out.
Well, it's the lines, and it's the, you know, it's just the like the lines are drawn all over the map.
Is it like congressional districts, or is it just like school districts?
I think it's like school and residential districts. There's a line between my town and the other town too. So if you're on, and it's divided by a road. And okay. If you're on this side of the road, you go to this town school. And yeah. If you're on that side of the road, you go to this side of the town school, you know?
Okay, now that I remember, it wasn't the whole thing about how Adam got to the Ducks was because, like, there was, like, some dispute over the lake or something.
Yeah, they changed the zone.
Like, where his address is, you know? Like, maybe his front door was facing one direction, and everyone thought, oh, he's on our side of this direction. Yeah, I just thought it was funny. So, you know, Evan is still keeping in the secret from the Don't Bothers that he went to the practice. But then the Trevor, who's a Duck player, he's like, oh, well, you know, so-and-so's mom, you know, got like a party bus. And Evan's like, yeah, I'm just going to go with my mom, and I'll see you guys there. But I'll see you there. And everyone's like, what was that all about? And he's like, well, Trevor's just giving me the business. And they're like, oh, well, like, let's give him the glare. And Trevor's like, you want to go? And they just turn around and scamper away like they're scared to death. Yeah. Again, you know, good funny material, you know, and as the group is, you know, bonding.
Yeah, Evan's still conflicted.
And then he goes to Gordon, who's sharpening skates, and he's like, Coach Bombay, can you help me out here? Like, I don't know what to do. And Gordon really hammered it into what Evan's decision is. If you go on the Ducks, you're the only one that's going to be looking out for you. You know, like, you're only looking out for yourself. There's no one helping you and looking out for you. But on the Don't Bothers, you have a team that wants to look out for you and likes you.
Yeah.
I think Gordon was a little salty, you know, about this whole not being invited stuff, and I saw it a different way. Basically, he was telling Evan, you got to look out for yourself. So, if you want to be, be better at hockey, that you should probably go to the winning team. That's how I saw it, really. That you should go to the Ducks.
Yeah, basically saw it as the same thing as you did, John.
Oh yeah, I guess I saw it the other way, where it's like, you know. He's trying to make Evan's decision by saying, if you stay on the Don't Bothers, you know, you have teammates really looking out for you. But if you go.
Yeah, but I think Gordon was like real salty, and he was like, ah, fuck it. You should just go to the Ducks. And
Yeah, so basically, whatever you do, whatever you want, you know.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah. Just going to go back to eating leftover birthday cake.
Yeah, yeah.
So we get to this huge, like, the talk of the town, the party, you know, and...
This is like a luxurious gala. It's like an Oscars party or something.
Yeah, that's why they said, that's why they called it the Ducks Gala. I had no idea what a gala was until, like, you just said it. You know, I was like, what is an actual gala?
Bringing Coach T and Stephanie, you know, spending all that contribution money from the from those rich parents. So, yeah.
Yep. So then, you know, so it's the big party. And the original Duck players are there, and you know they're getting the treatment.
And Coach D-Bag has the cutout of himself.
Oh God!
Yeah.
And then he tells one guy, "Hey, can you get out the picture? I want to take a picture with my cutout.
Meet myself." And then Coach T meets the Duck players, yeah. And
that's the best
Ken
part.
Had the line, "Oh, cardboard cutout guy."
Yeah, they blow him off. That was the best part.
Do you want a picture of the real thing? And they're like, yeah. "No, thank you, man.
Yeah,
we're good."
Ducks are like, "We're good." Yeah, that was beautiful.
Yeah. So Evan arrives and he literally just goes to Coach T and he says, "Coach, I'm not going to join back with the Ducks because no one's looking out for me on the Ducks. I have friends in the Don't Bothers who are going to look out for me."
Yeah, that was beautiful. I mean, as his mom left the decision in his hands and he made the right decision. And then he said, "See you at States." Probably not. Even he knows that's a long shot. And then Coach T says, "I got to put a bounty on that kid."
Yeah, like, what is this guy? Sean Payton and the New Orleans Saints? A bounty on him. Yeah.
Greg Williams.
Greg Williams, yeah.
So then Evan tells the original Duck players, "No, he doesn't he does care about you guys. He just wasn't invited. They don't think he's like the best representative." And in good old fashion, while Bombay is playing, shooting around the ice palace, Averman comes on to the ice rink with his limo, and they're all just cheering, "Bombay, Bombay, Bombay." And Bombay goes, "So Averman, when you said you ride a limo to work every day," he goes,
"Yeah.
I drive a limo for a guy who has more money, who makes more money than I do."
That was beautiful.
And he goes, "Where'd you learn how to drive a limo on the ice?" He's like, "I learned from the best." That's a fallback to Gordon on their first practice ever, driving onto the pond ice, you know, let alone arena ice. This was an actual pond where multiple kids could have drowned.
Yeah. But to be fair, this was when Gordon was just first being the coach, and he was like, "I don't care."
Yeah. "If I die, I die. I hate these kids and I hate hockey. I want to ruin everyone's life.
I want to take them all down with me. Like I'm on the Titanic."
Yeah. So then they go back to the gala party, and Stephanie is giving Coach T, it's like Daryl Tingman, like that's his real name. So it's like, it's like Tingman or something, you know, but still Coach T, and the Lifetime Achievement Award for the Ducks coaching. And so then the Ducks come up and they steal the show away from Coach T and Stephanie, and they start saying, you know, what Coach Gordon Bombay brings to them and what the realizes, you know, Adam says, "I was a jerk, you know, and when I had to play for the Ducks and Coach Bombay, you know, he showed me how to become a Duck and, you know, be nicer and be a teammate instead of looking out for myself." Cause Adam was making all the goals, you know, in the Hawks jersey, but then, you know, he learned how to be a team player.
Yeah.
And then, sorry, go on, Jay.
Now, Senator Connie, she said how Gordon taught them that Ducks fly together.
And then Fulton goes, "Yeah, he found me in an alley, but he taught me how to shoot State.
Which is true. He did teach him how to shoot and skate because he didn't know how to ski.
If someone were to tell me that, I was like, so you're saying you were a homeless sixth grader who repeated four times? And, you know, they're just cheering Bombay, Bombay, Bombay. So, you know, they're letting it known that the Ducks haven't forgotten about Gordon Bombay, and Gordon Bombay really hasn't forgotten about the Ducks. So the next day, they're all at the Ice Palace, and Alex has a surprise for all the team members. You know, they're going to they meet the original Ducks, you know, the players. So we see Ken Wu, you know, doing his doing the spin moves. You know, he still has his Olympic skating going on there.
Yeah, still has the moves.
That was a heat of practice. They were knocking each other around a little bit. They were knocking the OG Ducks around, checking them into the boards and stuff.
Connie's showing the girls, you know, girls can get physical too, you know. Yep. You just check them into the board, you know, boom, boom. And, you know, Fulton still has his slap shot. So it just seems like, you know, everything's falling into place. And, you know, Alex goes, you know, that assistant coach job is still available if you want it. So I think Gordon's going to take it.
Yeah, that's the moment we've been waiting for.
Yeah.
It's finally going to come.
However, this episode does not have a happy ending like everyone wanted it to have. There's conflict. There's a little bit of a conflict controversy leading up to the next episode. Sophie finds on Instagram that someone recorded Evan being at the Ducks practice.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cameras these days, you can't get away with anything without it being recorded, you know?
Yeah, all of a sudden the don't bothers. Now they're all upset with Evan.
Because he was going to abandon the team.
Yeah.
This reminded me of when Gordon and when Coach Riley is like mad at Gordon, what are you going to do with those losers? And Gordon's like, that's right, coach. Oh, yeah. They are losers. They don't even deserve to live. Yeah. They stink. And we hate losers, don't we, coach? And it's like Jesse, Terry, and Peter, they listen in and, you know, they relay it that, like, you said we were losers. And, you know, the Ducks were staging that walkout, you know?
Nah, that's right. That's a good callback, James.
Yeah.
So, you know, by Evan being at the practice, you know, the don't bothers, they think that Evan's like, oh, he just thinks that we stink, you know, and they're like, we don't care. So
yeah, it ends on a, they end the episode on a salty moment.
We
know that, we know the deal that, you know, Evan's gonna explain himself in the next one. For a lot of uplifting moments, they kind of ended on a downer there.
Yeah,
but a really great episode. I mean, if they couldn't, like, I mean, I don't think they could because, like, you know, they filmed the episode before he got clean or he was out of rehab. If you had to replace Ken Wu and couldn't get Charlie, you got to go with Goldberg. And sadly, Sean Weiss was probably getting out of, like, rehab and getting himself. But on a happier note, Sean is doing well for himself, you know.
Yeah. Like
he really changed.
Yeah, because we need somebody to motivate Kube.
Maybe in season two.
And we knew that Kenan Thompson, I don't think, was coming back. But
yeah,
he could probably show those kids that knuckle puck, you know?
Yeah, yep. Well, he's got that sitcom now. It just got renewed.
Yeah. So before we wrap up tonight's episode of Pop Goes to the Couch, do you guys have anything to plug? Let's start with you, Jay.
The trivia experience that you mentioned first thing. That's about it for now. Low key for now.
Yeah, Greg, do you have anything that you want to plug tonight?
Yeah, latest edition of It Was a Thing on TV. By the time this comes out, we'll have three editions. We continue pilot month with the Monsters spin-off Mockingbird Lane from 2012. We also review a TV movie that spun off an unsold pilot in High School USA, which stars Michael J. Fox. So you know that's going to be good. And, oh, and Crispin Glover is also in it. So you have like a pre Back to the Future. Well, it's not really a reunion, but it's, you know, it's kind of weird since they're both in high school and you know later that they play opposite each other as father and son in high school, which is, yeah. But also, we also have a special minisode. I won't tell you what the minisode is, but it's pretty weird and pretty fun too. And also, Into the Spidey Movieverse, Spider-Man 2 is now finally out for you to enjoy, and me and Chico will be working on getting Spider-Man 3 out before the end of May. So,
a lot of good stuff coming up for, like, you know, a lot of the podcast branches of Place to Be. I'm also on the Place to Be Wrestling Network. I have a podcast called Extreme Resurrection. Me and Michael Cook, you know, we're on the road to SummerSlam 2006. You know, the number one contender spot between Rob Van Dam and Sabu to see who fights the Big Show at SummerSlam. And we really deep dive into Kurt Angle's release because he asked for his release in 2006 and doesn't come back for 10 years, basically. So a lot of action for between the two episodes of ECW on Sci-Fi that me and Michael Cook covered. Also, there was a special Mother's Day Making Mount Rushmore episode that's going to drop along the same time as this podcast will drop. Me, Scott Shiflett, and Sean Kidd, also with Andy, we ranked and put who makes our Mount Rushmore of TV and movie moms.
Ooh.
Yeah, so that was a lot of fun. That should be dropping about the same time as this is, as part of our a Mother's Day Making Mount Rushmore special. Well, gentlemen, good luck in your semifinals. I'm sure we'll do more. We're going to, like, probably, you know, do more episodes before, but it's great that, you know, we all got into the semifinals.
Yeah.
Yep.
I can't wait to see who wins that belt.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's going to do it for tonight's episode of Pop Goes to the Couch. I'm James Gruenberg alongside J. Arsenio D'Amato and Greg Diener, and we will see you next time.